Chala Yerushalmi, corresponding to Tmura Bavli Daf Yud Beis. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Tev Vav Amud Beis, on the fifth line of Yoina Rechia. Yoina Rechia B'Shem Rechim and Lakish, Yodullah B'Shittaf Rechiba. Yoina quoting Rechia, quoting Rech Lakish, said that our Mishnah is like Rechiba's opinion, but actually says even a bigger Chiddush that is even Lachatchila. Am Yochan Dibia Kolhi, Kenji Noisenes Zamayim, Zuhi Rechis Avisoy Sechim. Rabbi Yochanan says, this is like all opinions, once you put in the water, that's called the beginnings of your doughs. The Tani, Ma'asa Tevel, Shinis Arif B'chulin, Oisa Kol Shuhu, Im Yeshli Parnasa B'makam Acher, Moitz Lizhi Cheshbrin. As the Baisa says, Ma'asa Tevel, which is Tumas Maisa, that the Tumas Maisa had not been taken from it, that became mixed with Chulin, any amount of Ma'asa Tevel forbids. If he has Parnasa, which means similar tevel from elsewhere to fix it, he separates according to the calculation of how much trumas ma'aser should be taken from the master tevel. V'im lav, v'lozav ben arach oimer, yikushim l'trumas ma'aser, sheboi v'yale v'achas umeyer. If not, it means he has no other master tevel, he declares the trumas ma'aser in it, and if there's enough chulin, it's going to be bottle, it's going to be annulled in 101 parts, and he raises from the mixture the amount of trumas ma'aser and gives it to a kohen, lest he steal it from the kahanim. Rabbi Yaakov Gvulaya, b'shem Rabbi Chanina, halacha kov loza ben arach. Rabbi Yaakov Gvulaya, quoting Rabbi Chanina, says that the halacha follows Rabbi loza ben arach. Am Rabbi Yerushalmi, ma shelimdu, es, should say, noshim, hada amma, ein halacha kov loza ben arach. Rabbi Yerushalmi says from what they taught women, as we're about to see, this teaches that the halacha does not follow Rabbi loza ben arach. Ma limdu, es ha-noshim, for the Gemara asks, what did they teach the women? Hari zechala, al heifa hazois al so hamis arev bo al kemach shenishtaye bo al keret shenitan tachter lekishitale kula gush echad hukdush ve shviyodi l'shem chala chutz min atame sheba. The answer is that the women should say the following text: this is chala on this dough, and the seor, the sourdough mixed with it, and the flour that remains, which did not get kneaded, and the cakes underneath, means the main dough, when it will all be one mass, what is in my hand will be hukdush, will be separated as chala, except for the tummy in it. Va'ama hu v'hatame sheba v'yale v'echodemeya. If the chala follows Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, he should say it and the tummy in it, and the tummy is batel in 101. Rabbi Yoina Omer, Rabbi Shmuel Kibbutzkiya, chad min rabbonin, chad omer kan b'sheyesh bo kedei la'alof, v'kan b'shein bo kedei la'alof. And we reject that. The first way is that Rabbi Yoina quoting Rabbi Shmuel Kibbutzkiya, and one of the Rabbonon argued about this. One said that over here, Rabbi Elazar discusses when there is 101 to be mevatel the tummy, and here means the text for women was made for even when there's not enough to be mevatel. The Charanam, I should say, the Kevan, I should say, she'ein ezokuk la'alois, k'mi she'yesh le'panosim makam acher. And the second way to reject is the other statement of Rabbi Shmuel bar Kibbutzkiya and one of the Rabbonon, since he does not need bittel, he can say, except for the tummy in it, he's like one who has from where to fix it. Am Rav Yosi Nuin Dvorim Ba'arvi Shabbosah, Shizem Mevi'ah, Vizem Mevi'ah, Kamafish Mechiv Al-Achiv. Rav Yosi points out that it seems that this is only on Erev Shabbos when this one brings a large dough and this one brings, it's like separating from Chiv on Chiv because there are five water calves once the water is put. Aval B'chol Tikna B'chala Shetei Niteles Minatar Al-Atomi V'shloim Minamukav Shema Mipto Al-Achiv. However, on a weekday, she does not separate until it's all one mass, lest initially there's not the presence of a shear for chala. Now, granted, they enacted that chala may be taken from tar on tummy, except for the tummy in it, means only what is tar becomes chala, even if part of the dough is tummy. And loim in a mukuf means she separates now also for what will be added later, and pieces. Do they permit from patur on chiyuv? Now we add a sentence according to the Vilna Gaon, actually ta'aseh gush echad hi niteles l'shem chala, v'sh ta'aseh gush echad hi kedesha l'shem chala. Before it's one mass, it's physically taken for chala, but it's not yet kadosh because it's exempt. After it's one mass, it's kadosh for chala. This is patur on chiyuv. So rather she does not separate until it is all one mass. Am Rav Yoina l'mistava d'lei v'chol, ava be'er Shabbos v'icha leima hi v'hatameh sheba. Rav Yoina rejects this and says it's not reasonable, rather they enacted only so on a weekday, and on Erev Shabbos she must say it and all and the tummy that's in it. Lama, why is this? And now we take out the next sentence of course of the Vilna Gaon, and it should say, Im Oimer at chutz min ha-tomei shebar nimsa tevel Tame Me'uv B'chulin, we should say. The answer is, on a weekday, surely the Tame from any dough is less than the Shear of Challah, and they don't join, for she doesn't want them to mix. However, on Shabbos, there can be a Shear of Tame. If you say, except for the Tame in it, in the dough, it turns out the Tame Tevel is mixed with Chulin. Since you say it and the tummy in it, they are tummy chulin. Is it not better to separate from tar on tummy, and tevel tummy will not be mixed with the chala?
I'm with Shmuel bar Avtuma, v'loy lemafreya, hi kadesha, mekevin chi kadesha, lemafreya, kemafresh, mechiev, alchiev. But Shmuel bar Avtuma answered that, is it not kadosh later when there's a shear retroactively? Since it's kadosh retroactively, it's like separating from chiev on chiev. Why did our Mishnah say that as long as there are not 5/4 cows of flour there that didn't mix with the water, that separation helps for everything that will be mixed in? Rabbi Masnisa Koidem Azra Limdu Es Noshim, I should say. Rabbi answers that our Mishnah is before they taught the women to say as the Yohanan taught.